From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump on Tuesday vigorously defended what many say was a weak initial statement condemning Saturday's deadly racial violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, saying there is enough guilt and blame on both sides.
I watched this very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now.
Trump's critics say it took him 2 days to use the words Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, and white supremacists when condemning the riots that left a young woman and two Virginia state policemen dead and dozens hurt. New Hampshire Republican Chair Jennifer Horn said, quote, "We as Republicans, every single one of us, needs to speak up and make it very clear that this is not our party. These are not our values," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the Trump administration remains interested in a dialogue with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but is waiting for some sign of interest from Pyongyang.
We continue to be interested in finding a way to get to a dialogue, but that's up to him.
Speaking to reporters at the State Department, Tillerson said he had no comment on North Korea's latest pronouncement that it had completed plans to test ballistic missiles near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, but had not immediately would carry them out. Rescue workers have recovered at least 300 bodies and some 600 remain missing from a mudslide in the outskirts of Sierra Leone's capital of Freetown. President Ernest Bai Koroma urge residents in Regent and other flooded areas around Freetown to evacuate immediately so that the military personnel can search for survivors. This is VOA News. Mukhtar Robo, also known as Abu Mansur, was the one-time deputy leader of Somali Islamist militants Al-Shabaab. He called for others to quit the group following his defection to the government in Mogadishu. Robo said he left Al-Shabaab because he disagreed with their creed, which does not serve Islamic religion, the people, and the country. Robo fell out of favor with Al-Shabaab in 2013. He kept a low profile in the jungles with his forces until defecting last week. The Islamists have launched multiple attacks to try to kill him or capture him. A local official in Nigeria's northeastern village of Mandarari says 20 people have been killed in an attack by suspected Boko Haram extremists near a market. VOA's Miller Sega.
Village Chief Lawan Kali said Tuesday at least three suicide bombers entered the market around 5 p.m., posing as buyers, then went to the nearby camp for people displaced by Nigeria's conflict and simultaneously detonated their explosives. Kali says 80 others were injured and were rushed to the hospital in Maiduguri, about 30 kilometers away.
Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its eight-year insurgency. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has ordered his army to conduct a comprehensive drill later this month in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat last week of a possible military action in the South American country. White House Media Relations Director Helen Aguirre said that any military option in Venezuela would be a last resort.
There is no country that in its right state of mind really looks at the military option as the first option. No, to the contrary, it's the last one that should be used. And President Trump is very clear and very aware of that. What he has not done is taken any option off the table.
Venezuela's military maneuvers are scheduled for August 26th and 27th. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, on a week-long tour of Latin America, struck a more temperate tone on Monday, saying the U.S. is determined to bring the full measure of American economic and diplomatic power to bear until democracy is restored in Venezuela. UN observers on Tuesday removed the last of more than 8,000 guns once carried by the guerrillas of Colombia's largest rebel army. They collected them at 26 demobilization sites around the South American nation under a historic peace deal. Rebels agreed to disarm as part of the pact reached with the government last year. Some of the weapons will be smelted and transformed into statues commemorating the end of Latin America's longest-running armed conflict. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.